CEO Business Mind, the radio show for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals. Whether you own or run a business or would like to start one, this is the place for all the answers. Now, here's your host, Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind. Welcome to my show today. If you want to get to me, it's really easy. Just Google CEOBusinessMind.com. Look for the box that says subscribe. Type in your email information. Follow the confirmation instructions. And if you do that, you can take a look at my informational blog postings going back several years. You can see some of the businesses that we're in. You can even check out some of the job openings that we might have in the United States and once in a while even outside. If you're interested in my political rantings and ravings, you can go to nationalfreedomforum.com. Again, look for the box that says subscribe, type in your email information, follow the confirmation instructions. And if you do that, you'll get my blog postings pretty much every day, my political rantings, and that's what they are. If you're interested in one of our growing businesses, Paragon Home Resources, just go to ParagonHomeResources.com, look for the click that says blog, same process, type in your email information, follow the confirmation instructions. And if you do that, you can take a look at my home-related blog postings. If you've missed any of my shows, you can go to TalkZone.com. And all of my podcasts are hung there. So you can catch up on any of the dates that you may have missed because you just can't possibly live without hearing my pearls of wisdom. So we always start the show with seeing the train coming. And one of the trains that hit me this morning, as a matter of fact, during one of our management calls, was a whole discussion about cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. And I don't know, there's a whole bunch of them out there. And, you know, I got to tell you, folks, as a history teacher, it's starting to feel like the roaring 20s. You know, I don't know. The stock market is going crazy. Real estate prices are going crazy. People are investing in cryptocurrencies. And one of the reasons that they're going to cryptocurrencies, by the way, is to escape the actual national currencies like the US dollar. But I have this sense. You know, my sons, one is 38, one is going to be 41, as a matter of fact, this month. And they were both giving me a real pitch about cryptocurrencies this morning during the call we had and telling us, oh, we should put money in cryptocurrencies and we should pay our cashback rewards that we give to our customers in cryptocurrencies and, you know, the whole deal. And, you know, I'm just getting the sense. And I said, I don't know. It feels like a pyramid scheme to me. Feels like, you know, the last guy out is going to lose everything. And people are buying these cryptocurrencies and they seem to be making money and they seem to go up in value. I don't even know what they're based on. To be honest, I don't understand it very well. And I certainly wouldn't invest in something that I don't understand. But you've got a lot of people apparently pouring billions of dollars into cryptocurrencies with the hope that these cryptocurrencies are going to appreciate. And they are appreciating all right. But just yesterday, I think one of them went down 12% in one day. And so what goes up can come down. But what worries me is it's artificial. There's no basis for any of it. And so you've got people buying in cryptocurrencies. We've got people saying today they want their salaries paid in cryptocurrencies. I don't even know how you do that, frankly. But, you know, it's a little bit crazy. And, of course, it crosses borders because cryptocurrencies are not subject to normal exchange rates, you know, between regular currencies. And so presumably there are people all over the world investing in cryptocurrencies. And I don't know, folks. You know, again, this is something maybe because I don't understand it. And, you know, I'm willing to plead ignorance here and say, look, this is way beyond me. But it's sure starting to feel like the roaring 20s here. And then, of course, we got inflation going through the roof. We got all kinds of craziness happening in our economy at the moment. Gas prices are going through the roof. you know, you're at $5 a gallon in California or even higher. And I had to laugh because my 80-year-old little cousin in Arizona was complaining to me that she had to pay $38 to fill up her gas tank because gas in Arizona is now, I don't know, $3.50, something like that. It's up about a buck. In Reno, when I was there, I paid $4.69. California, it's $5 or more in some places. And so, you know, I'm looking at this whole cryptocurrency discussion, and I'm thinking, I don't know. And yet, billions of dollars are being invested in cryptocurrencies. And you, and what's funny about it is you've got a lot of people playing in the game. A lot of people are putting money into cryptocurrencies because they're afraid they're going to be left behind. And that's the classic model for a pyramid scheme. You know, money in and money in and money in, and the values keep going up based on what? I don't know. I don't know what the values are predicated on to start with, other than the fact that monies are pouring in by the billions of dollars. And then one day, something's going to happen, and all of a sudden, people want to sell their cryptocurrencies. And when all of a sudden there's a rush to sell something, the value will dive like crazy, and there are going to be people, presumably, who lose a tremendous amount of money. And I always say, and this is true in the stock market too, we've seen this before, that, you know, in the stock market, right now we've got the stock market, the Dow's at about 36,000, folks. Scares me to death to see the stock market at $36,000. You know, it's just very frightening to me. And people seem to forget that, you know, what goes up can come down. And I don't know, if you're buying stocks today, you're buying at the very top of the market. And if something happens, if we have some cataclysmic whatever, and we're starting to see with inflation, the cost of energy is driving the cost of everything. Joe Biden has really screwed things up when it comes to, you know, the cost of energy, and the cost of energy is baked into everything, and we're seeing prices go through the roof. And all it would take is some cataclysmic event. Let's say China invades Taiwan. That's not going to be good. Let's say Russia invades the Ukraine. That's not going to be good. Let's say there's something bad that happens between Israel and Iran. That's not going to be good. You know, so when I look at some of the thing, or North Korea, you know, fires some nuclear weapon on someplace, who the hell knows? And so you look at some of these crazy events happening in the world, and you realize, I mean, keep in mind, folks, when we had 9/11, you know, we saw the economy contract dramatically, like the next day. When COVID hit, literally in a day, millions of people were laid off because they couldn't go to work. And so, you know, if we had another pandemic, which I'm not even sure this pandemic is over yet, but anything can happen. And when stuff like that happens and it's catastrophic, all of a sudden, you know, these cryptocurrencies, they could, you know, all of a sudden they could lose a tremendous amount of value. And the last guys in particular, are going to lose a lot of money because they're buying at the top of the market. The same thing is true with the stock market. The same thing is true with real estate values right now. You know, I would be kind of frightened to buy a house these days because values have gone through the roof. And, you know, people forget that we've had incredible downturns in the last 30 or more years where the stock market has fallen dramatically, the real estate market has fallen dramatically, and now this cryptocurrency business, which I just don't even know what the value relates to. You know, in the old days, before Nixon, our currency was tied to gold, and Nixon took us off the gold standard. Now, our currency is basically tied, for lack of a better word or words, to the full faith and credit of the United States and the presumption that we wouldn't default on our debt, which remains to be seen given the debt ceiling that's coming up in December. And so, but I look at cryptocurrencies and it's kind of like, what is it exactly? It's just like, it's like something in a computer somewhere that says you have an account, you set up a cryptocurrency account, whether it's Bitcoin or some other. And so whatever your holdings are, you're buying Bitcoin, I guess, from somebody, which means you're trading dollars or whatever currency you're doing business in. You're trading a currency for Bitcoin, presumably, or some other currency that you're buying that's a cryptocurrency. So you're taking dollars, presumably, that are guaranteed, theoretically, by the U.S. federal government, and you're trading those dollars into a currency that's not guaranteed by anybody that I can see. And so I don't know. I just have this misgiving, and I'm just chuckling because, you know, my sons they're not putting a lot of money, but they're playing around with it. It's really almost a game to them. They're not investing thousands and thousands of dollars or anything, but a little bit here, a little bit there. I think they're of that generation where they want to be able to say to their friends, oh yeah, I'm in it, boy. I'm in cryptocurrency, because apparently a lot of these younger people in their 30s and 40s are really attracted to this cryptocurrency. And I don't know. I just feel like this is like a Bernie Madoff pyramid scheme, and it's like the last guy's out. If there's a huge crash, they're going to lose a lot of money. Who knows? Maybe they could lose everything that they've invested. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm not telling you not to do it. I don't understand it well enough, frankly, to make a call on it. We'll be back with more after this quick break.
Are you caring for an older person or a loved one who needs assistance? Paragon Home Resources can help you maintain their independent living for as long as possible anywhere in the United States. We offer property management services to deal with all facets of maintaining the current home. We can also assist with obtaining a reverse mortgage to free up home equity to pay for home care and other needs. And should your loved one require assisted living or a move in with a family member, we can handle the details of selling the home for the best possible price. Paragon Home Resources can assist with helping you sort belongings to determine which will be kept and those that require an estate sale or donation to charity. Your Paragon Home Resources coordinator will be accessible through a convenient toll-free number. As part of our service, you'll get a needs assessment to determine the services that are necessary. Caring for a loved one doesn't have to be stressful. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270 or visit us at paragonhomeresources.com.
Now, back to CEO Business Mind, the radio show for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals, with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind, the second segment of our show today. I want to talk about Medicare options. This is the time of the year, and you see all the commercials on TV aimed at people that are 65 or older, trying to get them to switch to various Medicare Advantage programs. And 45% of seniors now have either a Medicare Advantage PPO or a Medicare Advantage HMO rather than straight Medicare with a Medigap policy. And the reason they switch, and I know I have one, and I just got, as a matter of fact, the info today, and I won't tell you who the company is because I don't want to do a commercial for them, but the program that I have is a Medicare Advantage PPO. It has a zero premium. It has a deductible of $1,000. I think a surgery deductible of $6,300 if in network. It has some hospital stays at not very much money. It's got a zero office visit, $30 for a specialist. It gives me all kinds of preventive care free. Emergency care, $90. Urgency needed in the United States, $30. Diagnostic and radiology, $250. Lab services, zero. Diagnostic tests and procedures, zero. Outpatient x-rays, zero. Diagnostic hearing, zero. Routine hearing exam, zero. Here's the best part. So if I needed hearing aids, they will pay up to $2,000 per ear. Every year, and you have to go to their company. It's a particular company that this insurance company uses. Dental, I get up to $2,000 a year. glaucoma screening, zero, eye exam, zero, routine eye exam, zero. They'll pay up to $250 for eyeglasses. Let me see here. Psychiatric care inpatient. Well, God knows I might need that someday. $1,871 per stay. I don't know what a stay is. Outpatient mental health therapy, $40. Psychiatric therapy, $40. There's some skilled nursing facility coverage here if you had to go in after a surgery or something. Speech therapy, $20. Occupational, $20. You know, but anyway, drugs pretty much free in terms of the generic tier one, tier two, free. You don't pay anything. A preferred brand, tier three, $47. Tier four, $100. You know, for the most part, this is wonderful coverage, and it's zero premium. I don't pay anything for the premium. And now I do have to stay in network, but that's normal. That's not anything unusual. And so this is the time of the year. Let's see. There's fitness. Oh, I get membership in Silver Sneakers facilities, wherever the heck those are. You get some meals. Let's see. Telehealth, you know. But anyway, for those of us on Medicare, it would appear that 45% of folks on Medicare are in either Medicare Advantage PPO or HMO programs, and I just don't see any downside to this. The coverage is wonderful, and I know, you know, we've paid very, very little each year for the things that we've had to access. Now, we haven't had a major surgery or anything at this point, knock on wood, but right now, anyways, most of what we have done is very, very little cost or very, very little copays, if anything. And so this is the time of the year, folks, when if you're 65 years old, I think you have till sometime in December to decide what plan you want. And you can shop plans. You can change from whatever plan you're in right now to, you know, whatever plan you want. And I just think it's a pretty darn good deal. And so rather than paying, having straight Medicare with a Medigap policy, which is going to cost you between $200 and $300 a month. And then it's true, if you did have to go in for surgery or something, you probably would pay little or nothing if you were paying a premium. But I just assume self-insure and pay no premium. And, you know, if I have to go in for surgery or whatever, I'll put it on my American Express card and get points. Why not? You know, and then pay it off whenever. I pay it off every month, whatever it might be. But the point is, this is the time of the year when folks that are 65 or older should be looking at their Medicare coverage and deciding what's best for you. The Medicare Advantage PPOs and HMOs, the HMOs are more limited in that when you belong to any kind of an HMO, you have to go through your primary care physician in order to get a referral to a specialist. With a PPO, which is what I have, I can go direct to any doctor I want. I don't have in the network. I don't have to get a referral from my primary care doctor. And frankly, that works better for me. Yes, the deductibles are a little higher than an HMO, not much, but I like the freedom of being able to go to any hospital that'll take my coverage, any doctor that'll take my coverage. If you're in an HMO, you're more limited in terms of the hospitals that you can use and or the doctors that are in the network. But for people on very limited incomes, HMO is a very, very good option. The Medicare Advantage HMOs are quite good. I know my cousin in Phoenix, she's in a Medicare Advantage HMO program, and it seems to work just fine for her. And so this is the time of the year when you should be making good buy decisions. You should be considering the options that are out there. And you're seeing the barrage of commercials on TV. Now, folks, one thing to just keep in mind, when you see those commercials on TV, those are actually insurance brokers. And what they're attempting to do is to get you to call their 800 number, because what they really want you to do is to switch from whoever you're using now to a so-called better deal so that they can sell you a different insurance company, a different Medicare Advantage plan, so that ultimately they're going to make a commission on getting you into a new plan. What you see on TV, it looks like it's Medicare. It's not Medicare. Those are all insurance brokers trying to get you to call their 800 number so that you'll switch to, you know, another plan so that they can make commission. The insurance companies will pay them apparently a pretty hefty commission if you switch to the other insurance company or another insurance company. The primary companies, by the way, that do this, United Healthcare, Aetna, Cigna, Blue Cross, Humana. I mean, there's several companies that offer Medicare Advantage programs, and they all have little twists to them, you know, in terms of the benefits that they provide. And so you really have to compare, and you can see the differences. You can go on the internet, and you can check out the differences in terms of the benefits that they will provide. And so it's very simple to see, you know, what the deal is and what you would have to pay under their particular benefits. You know, I'm looking at, for example, on the one I have, zero preventative care, includes abdominal screenings, alcohol misuse, bone mass measurements, breast cancer screening mammograms, cardiovascular disease screenings, cardiovascular behavior therapy, cervical, vaginal cancer screenings, colorectal cancers, colonoscopies, depression screening, diabetes. It's got everything here, folks. So if you need any of these tests, it's zero. They pay for everything, you know, relative to the services that you might need. And so these are really good programs. I mean, Medicare is a winner. There's no doubt about it for people 65 or older. And so now keep in mind, folks, Medicare is means tested. So depending on, you know, your income is going to determine what they take out of your Social Security. The minimum is about $148 and change. The maximum is close to $600 a month based on your income. So Medicare is means tested, and they take the premium for Medicare right out of your Social Security. The more you earn, the more you pay. It doesn't matter what you contributed over your lifetime. It's a means-tested program. And if you still make a lot of money in investments or wherever your money is coming from, pensions, you could very well be paying $500 or $600 a month. And that's per person, husband and wife each. And if your wife retired early or didn't work, she is going to end up paying whatever happens on your joint tax return. So it doesn't matter if she made no money. If you're filing a joint tax return that shows a lot of income on it, then she too is going to pay $500 or $600 a month. Again, the minimum is $148 and change a month, depending on, you know, what your earnings are. Most people do pay the $148. However, higher income people, that's why, you know, when you hear Joe Biden and various people say the rich have to pay their fair share, the rich are already paying their fair share, folks. Medicare is means tested. The rich pay taxes. That's all baloney, what you hear from our illustrious president. If not the rich paying taxes, 50% of people pay no income taxes at all. Nothing. Zero. And so the top 1%, the top 5% pay about 70% of the income taxes in our country. So don't listen to what you hear on TV. It's a bunch from illustrious politicians. It's a bunch of baloney, because the reality is the top 5% of income earners are paying 70% of the income taxes in our country. Time for a break. We'll have more CEO Business Mind in a moment.
Are you planning to move? Paragon Home Resources can help you sell or buy a home anywhere in the United States. We provide a home resources coordinator to manage all aspects of your move. We recommend qualified real estate agents and other services to prepare your home for sale. Best of all, if you sell or buy a home with our assistance, you could be eligible to receive a tax-free real estate commission cash reward. We can also help you obtain a mortgage at competitive interest rates. Our lenders offer fixed and adjustable rates, conforming and non-conforming loans, plus FHA and VA financing. We can also assist first-time buyers with as little as 5% down. And when it comes time to move, we can refer you to qualified movers or other companies to assist with self-moves. Paragon Home Resources helps make moving as easy as possible. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270. or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.
Whether you're thinking of starting a business or just moving up the corporate ladder, this is the place for practical advice. CEO Business Mind with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind. Welcome to the second half of my show. If you want to get to me, it's really easy. Just Google CEOBusinessMind.com. Look for the box that says subscribe. Type in your email information. Follow the confirmation instructions. And if you do that, you can take a look at my blog postings going back several years. You can see some of the businesses that we're in. You can even check out some of the job openings that we may have someplace in the country, sometimes even outside. If you're interested in my political rantings and ravings, you can go to nationalfreedomforum.com. Again, look for the box that says subscribe, type in your email information, follow the confirmation instructions. And if you do that, you'll get my political blog postings every day. If you're interested in one of our growing businesses, Paragon Home Resources, just go to paragonhomeresources.com. Look for the little click that says blog. Same process. Click on it. Type in your email information. Follow the confirmation instructions. And again, if you do that, you can check out my home-related blog postings. If you've missed any of my shows and you feel like you just can't live without hearing my past shows, just go to TalkZone.com. All of my podcasts are hung there, and you can catch up on any of the shows that you might have missed. So for this third segment of our show today, I want to talk about the Russia hoax. And the reason this really irritates me is because for the past 5 years, really since the 2016 election, the federal government has spent millions of dollars, including through the Mueller investigation, including through the investigations by Congress, including through two impeachment trials, trying to prove that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians to win the election in 2016. And there were Democrat socialists like Congressman Adam Shifty Schiff, who literally was on TV practically every other day lying through his teeth about the Russia hoax. As it turns out, it wasn't Donald Trump that colluded with the Russians. It was crooked Hillary Clinton that paid for the Steele dossier in order to try to dig up dirt. It was full of lies, I might add, dirt on Donald Trump. So Donald Trump had nothing to do with Russia. And yet fake news, the socialist Eric Swalwell, he was one of them. Mad Max Waters. I mean, the lunatics of the Socialist Party were on TV almost daily pushing the Russia hoax story. And as it turns out, it was crooked Hillary Clinton who was behind the Russia collusion. It was not Donald Trump. And now the Durham investigation, which, you know, there's an independent investigation going on. The Durham investigation, he is starting to prosecute the Clinton cronies that were behind this. And oh, by the way, some of them are in the Biden administration currently. So we'll see if he goes after any of those characters. But in the meantime, we had to sit through, listen to. Now, you would think, actually not, that fake news would apologize for all the lies that they broadcast, that big tech, who pushed the Russia hoax story for years, that they would have some accountability. You would think that Adam Schiff, who really, he is so sleazy. You know, Congressman Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff, is tied to a pervert. His name is Ed Buck. He was a big socialist donor in Hollywood. He was convicted in 2021 for the murder by drugs of various gay black men that he seduced and drugged up, and several of them died. Well, he had to be one of Adam Schiff's donors because this was all happening in Adam Schiff's district in California. And yet we don't have anyone in fake news calling out Adam Schiff, connecting the dots between Ed Buck, the pervert that he was, the murderer as well, and Adam Schiff. and Buck was just convicted in 2021 of several murders of these gay young black men. And so do we hear anything from fake news? I don't think so. So now this Russia hoax story. So Adam Schiff, I call him Adam Schitt, S-C-H-I-T-T. But anyway, Shifty Schiff has been on TV pushing a book. And some have actually questioned him about the lies. This is a guy who was in charge of the intelligence committee who constantly leaked confidential information. He should be in jail, classified information. He should be in jail. He should be forced out of Congress. And my hope is that if the Republicans regain control of Congress, that he will be censured and he will be forced to resign because Adam Schiff is a crook and a liar. And he leaked classified information. He should be prosecuted for what this character did during the Trump years. His hatred of President Trump was so great, his Trump derangement syndrome so bad, that he was willing to do anything, anything to blacken the name. I don't know if I'm allowed to say blacken, to somehow make President Trump look bad. Okay. So, you know, the guy is a disgusting character. When he's on TV, you know, honestly, I want to throw up every time I see Adam Schiff or every time I see Mad Max Waters or every time I see Eric Swalwell. He's the one that had the affair with the Chinese spy, if you can believe that. And yet these characters and what's her name? Mad Max Waters. She's the one that's paying her relatives millions of taxpayer dollars. She has all of her relatives on the payroll and the money she gets to run her congressional office. She's paying her relatives. Can you imagine if this was Trump doing this? Or if Trump's kids were doing these things, like Hunter Biden, who's selling the paintings for $500,000 bribes, can you imagine if the Trump kids were doing any of these things? Fake news would be going crazy. They would be going crazy. But the reality is, whose bread they eat, whose song they sing, they're all crooks and liars. And, you know, you see this Russia hoax thing. The good news is the Durham investigation, he's prosecuting all of them. But you know darn well he's not going to prosecute Crooked Hillary. Crooked Hillary got away with murder. She stole millions of dollars, you know, pushing influence, selling her husband's, you know, when they did the Clinton Foundation. They didn't get rich in the White House. They left the White House with nothing. And now they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. It's corruption, folks. And this Russia hoax story that they pushed for more than 4 years, really 5 years, the liars and the crooks in Congress and fake news, it's disgraceful what we see happening. And so honestly, President Trump was such a tough character. Anyone weaker would never have been able to withstand the deluge that he had to deal with every single day of his presidency. These crooks, these liars, they should be in jail. And here's the deal. This is a business show. They spent millions of taxpayer dollars on the Russia hoax. Our money down the toilet. And then they want to raise taxes on people. This is the kind of stuff that drives me crazy, crazy. And it's the reason I don't want to pay higher taxes, because I know about the corruption in the swamp. I know the ones that are on the take. I know the crooks and the liars. And, you know, one of them, what's his name? The one from Vermont, he's retiring. He has been in the Senate for just about 50 years. He finally announced his retirement. Folks, we need term limits desperately. The notion that any politician, I don't care what party, Democrat or Republican, should be in office for 50 years. Well, Joe Biden, he's been on the public dole for 50 years, him too. And so, you know, you look at these characters and somehow they all end up as millionaires. Isn't that interesting? On a $174,000 salary, they have to maintain two homes, and yet somehow they all end up as millionaires. Do you know that the campaign money that they have, when they leave office, they get to keep that money. They don't have to give it back to their donors. So if they raise millions of dollars, they walk away with those millions of dollars. It's part of their retirement fund. in addition to the salary that they're paid anyway. We have so much corruption in the DC swamp and these characters. And this is bipartisan, folks. It's both parties. I'm bipartisan when it comes to the corruption issue because I know there's crooks that are Republican crooks. There's certainly socialist crooks. And all I know is we need term limits. But this Russia hoax, this Adam Shifty Shift, this Eric Swalwell, this Mad Max Waters, the lunatics of the Socialist Party, they have got to be pushed out of Congress. And I'm hopeful that if the Republicans win back the Congress in 22, they will censure them. They will throw them out of Congress. They may have the votes to do it if they've got a solid majority. They've got to get rid of these crooks and these liars in Congress one way or another. We'll take a quick time out and be back for more CEO Business Mind.
Are you caring for an older person or a loved one who needs assistance? Paragon Home Resources can help you maintain their independent living for as long as possible anywhere in the United States. We offer property management services to deal with all facets of maintaining the current home. We can also assist with obtaining a reverse mortgage to free up home equity to pay for home care and other needs. And should your loved one require assisted living or a move-in with a family member, we can handle the details of selling the home for the best possible price. Paragon Home Resources can assist with helping you sort belongings to determine which will be kept and those that require an estate sale or donation to charity. Your Paragon Home Resources coordinator will be accessible through a convenient toll-free number. As part of our service, you'll get a needs assessment to determine the services that are necessary. Caring for a loved one doesn't have to be stressful. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270 or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.
Harnessing the entrepreneurial spirit of America. This is CEO Business Mind with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito for the fourth and final segment of our show today. I have to tell you, I've been having a good laugh all week because Joe Biden's poll ratings are in the toilet. And Kamala, I call her Kamala, which in Spanish means how bad, spelled Q-U-E-M-A-L-A, Kamala Harris. Her poll ratings are 28% approval. His poll ratings are 38% approval. And now they're pointing a finger at each other. And so, you know, I had assumed that Kamala Harris was going to do Biden in using the 25th Amendment to get rid of him so she could assume the presidency. But now there's some question, they're speculating, that Biden may force Harris out because she's so bad, she's so horrible, the worst vice president in American history, with the exception of maybe Andrew Johnson when he was Lincoln's vice president, maybe a few others. But the point is, they're now pointing fingers at each other. The other day, it was hilarious, when they had the signing of the infrastructure bill, Harris was supposed to speak, but they actually introduced somebody else. And she's standing there at the podium, and this other person's name was called to be at the podium. And so Harris had to say, in a moment, meaning it was her turn to speak. They didn't bother to announce her name. And so the Biden cronies and the Harris cronies, their staff members, are at each other's throats, apparently, because Harris is so bad. She's such an embarrassment to the Biden administration that the cronies, the long knives are out. The long knives are out. So now, you know, I was betting that Biden might not survive the first year. Now I'm starting to think Harris might not survive the first year. Somebody said today, well, maybe that Biden, if he gets an opportunity, will appoint her to the Supreme Court just to get rid of her. Oh, my God. Can you see this woman on the Supreme Court? She's a laughing hyena. More importantly, you know, the thought of her becoming president, if something happens to Joe Biden, it's scary, folks. This woman is not ready for prime time. She is in so far over her head. Now, keep in mind, when she ran in the primaries, she didn't even score 1% approval rating, which is why she pulled out of the primaries, the socialist primaries, before there was the first vote, because she had no support. The woman is just not likable. I don't know what it is about her. There's something about her. It's just not likable for some reason. And so now, you know, I was taking bets on whether Biden would be gone in the first year. Now I'm taking bets on whether Harris is going to be gone in the first year. And their poll ratings are in the toilet because everything Biden has touched, everything Harris has touched, they've screwed up. Point to a success. Just one. Okay, they got the infrastructure bill passed. That's a good thing, I guess. There's a lot of pork in it, of course, and there will be lard and corruption that comes with all of it. But then that's just the way government is. You have to expect that, you know, it's 90%, 10% is paid out in bribes and corruption. And that's just the way life is. Maybe 20% ends up in bribes and corruption. That's just the state of our government. It's the way things go. But look at the border. The border's a mess. Oh, by the way, Biden designated Harris to be the border czar. Can you believe it? The border czar. The woman went down to El Paso where there's no problem. She's only been there once since she became vice president. The border is completely out of control. That clown Mayorkas, who's Secretary of Homeland Security, oh my God, what a joke he is. He's supposed to be the guy taking care of the border, right? What an incompetent buffoon. He is a buffoon. There is no other way to describe him. So Harris is supposed to be the border czar. And, you know, what does she know? She doesn't go to the border. She didn't go visit the cages, you know, that Obama built where they're keeping unaccompanied minors. She didn't go visit any of them. She went to El Paso where the border is relatively secure. She didn't go where the 10,000 Haitians were under the bridge over there. She didn't go to the valley in Texas that they're all coming through over the Rio Grande. She didn't want to go to any of those places. So obviously you can check that one off the list. She's a complete failure. A complete failure, this woman. And what scares me to death, if Joe Biden drops dead, he's had aneurysms. If he has an aneurysm, go to his brain, he could drop dead tomorrow. And all of a sudden, this woman, this incompetent woman, and folks, this has nothing to do with the fact that she's half black and half Indian or what color she is. It isn't that she's not smart, but she's incompetent. She just doesn't have the experience to be president. And it scares the crap out of me that Joe Biden is one side this side of Alzheimer's. He may even have Alzheimer's at this point. You know, if his wife doesn't guide him around, they're saying now that she's a doctor of education, that Dr. Jill is actually the president behind the scenes. This is starting to feel like Edith Galt Wilson, when Wilson had a stroke and was bedridden, and it was Edith Galt Wilson, his wife, second wife actually, who was running the country. In fact, the saying is that we already had our first woman president because Edith Galt Wilson, the last year of the Wilson presidency, was actually running the country. She wouldn't allow anyone to see him, you know, when he was very sick in bed with a stroke. She was signing his name to documents. And we know that now historically. So Dr. Jill may very well be running the country. We don't know what's happening inside the White House, but it's very clear that Joe can't even find the door to get into the White House sometimes when he comes back from a trip and he's on the helicopter and he's looking for the door to get in the White House. The guy is out of it. The other day, he's looking for his mask. He can't find his mask. He's outside looking for the mask. He can't find it. And so here we have, you know, Biden's poll ratings are in the toilet. And I've said it's all about the bacon and the gas index. The price of bacon is approaching almost $9 a pound. The price of gas in some places is at $5 a gallon. And believe me, add those two numbers together. And as those numbers go up, Biden's poll ratings go down. And Harris's poll ratings just continue to go down because she's completely incompetent. Biden at least has an excuse. The guy has dementia. Harris doesn't have dementia. She's just a laughing hyena. She's incompetent. People can't stand her. She's not likable. And so at the end of the day, you got Biden at 38%. You got Harris at 28%. They're now saying she's the worst vice president in the history of the country. And believe me, I see it, folks. I'm getting vibrations of Jimmy Carter. And for those of you that are too young to remember Jimmy Carter, nice man, but the worst president in our lifetime. Completely incompetent, which is why Ronald Reagan won in a landslide, carried 49 states when he beat Carter and made Carter a one-term president. Well, they're saying now Biden probably won't run in 24. Biden claims he's going to run in 24. This guy is just delusional. He's not going to run in 24. He may not even be in office to 24. Because he may have to resign, he may die, they may use the 25th Amendment to get rid of him for dementia or Alzheimer's. There's no way he's making it to 24. But I'll tell you something, I'm hoping that he removes Harris, that he forces her out, and he puts somebody in there that could actually take over in case something happens to him. It isn't her, folks. He can make her a cabinet officer. He can make her an ambassador. But let's get her out of that VP role. He's got to appoint her to something else where she could be more valuable. We'll say, oh, she could just be so valuable if she was the ambassador to, oh, I don't know, maybe Ghana or the ambassador. How about India? She's part Indian. We could make her the ambassador to India. That would be perfect. And so she could claim, because her father was Indian, that's a perfect appointment. So he needs to make her the ambassador to India, get her out of the way. Then we can have an appointment of a decent vice president. I don't care what color. Doesn't matter to me what race. It's just got to be somebody who's competent, for God's sake. In fact, the woman who is the congressman from Florida who was the chief of police down there, I think in Orlando, Val Demings, really smart woman, as a black woman, terrific, smart. Put her as vice president. Get rid of Kamala. She's an idiot. Let's get someone in there that can actually do the job. Well, we're out of time for this week, folks, but I hope you'll join me again next week for more CEO Business Mind.
Are you planning to move? Paragon Home Resources can help you sell or buy a home anywhere in the United States. We provide a home resources coordinator to manage all aspects of your move. We recommend qualified real estate agents and other services to prepare your home for sale. Best of all, if you sell or buy a home with our assistance, you could be eligible to receive a tax-free real estate commission cash reward. We can also help you obtain a mortgage at competitive interest rates. Our lenders offer fixed and adjustable rates, conforming and non-conforming loans, plus FHA and VA financing. We can also assist first-time buyers with as little as 5% down. And when it comes time to move, we can refer you to qualified movers or other companies to assist with self-moves. Paragon Home Resources helps make moving as easy as possible. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270 or visit us at paragonhomeresources.com.